Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line, and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards. Flacco down the sideline, caught, and sliding to a stop at the 6 is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant. Could have got in, but this way he stops the clock. 1:37 forces Pittsburgh to use its timeouts and sets up what could be a game-winning field goal.
What did you make of the rarity of seeing an intra-divisional trade of an experienced quarterback inside the division?
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
From Cincinnati's perspective, did it make sense for them?
It certainly made sense from Cincinnati's perspective. He can throw the football, and he's always been able to throw the football. Arm strength, arm accuracy, anticipatory passer, fluid movement through progressions. That's always been his game.
Tomlin Domus. Nostra Tomlin. Tomlin called his own demise.
Yep.
Perhaps you could call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Joe Flacco, 40 years young, 31 of 47 for 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's a cadaver! And he carved your ass up! There's one phrase that has been stuck in my head since last night. The national media was all over Mike Tomlin, making their jokes. Andrew Berry's probably taking his pants off right now. Andrew Berry's probably smoking a cigar. Andrew Berry's drinking a beer. The emperor has no clothes. That's the saying that keeps coming to my mind. Because I didn't predict that the Steelers would lose this game, but I had a bad friggin' feeling since the second they traded for Joe Flacco.
Yes, you did.
I had a bad feeling yesterday, but I'm a chicken bleep coward and couldn't go through with the prediction. So, ultimately, I knew what would happen, but I was also wrong, which is the best place to be. But the emperor has no clothes, and the world saw, that's Mike Tomlin. That's what we're used to seeing. 2-10 on the road in Thursday night football, 0-7 on the road in divisional play on Thursday night football, and the defense, the $160 million defense, all these shiny corners, it amounts to nothing because your head coach and your defensive coordinator couldn't coach their way out of a brown paper bag, and the national media, they were surprised. Look at some of the tweets from last night. I can't believe they're not covering Jamar Chase. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe they're not covering T. Higgins. Okay, watch a Steeler game from start to finish. The emperor has no clothes. That's Mike Tomlin. That is Mike Tomlin. They're still going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to go 10-7. And they're going to get run out of a freaking stadium again. And people are going to go, oh, geez, I can't believe they got run out of a stadium again. I can't believe Mike Tomlin's team lost. I can't believe his defense looked this bad. The emperor has no clothes. This is Mike Tomlin. All right, I'll take a breath now.
How much do you put on Tomlin, and how much do you put on the players on defense?
It's a great question.
Because that's where I wrestle. Like, yeah, I know Mike Tomlin's record on Thursday Night Football and the preparedness and all those things and, you know, getting guys in the right spots. Okay, I get it. I get it. Mike Tomlin's going to face a lot of blame. But I also blame the players, man. I blame T.J. Watt. Where was he at?
I don't know. He probably got a 99 grade on Pro Football Focus for having half a sack.
I mean, Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, they were getting abused. Like, that's on the players, man. That means that mano-a-mano that you didn't step up to cover Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, in my opinion.
And they were apparently arguing. And I mean that positively.
Right.
But Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., who's going to get Jamar Chase? It didn't matter.
No.
At the end of the game, it was Ramsey on Higgins, the play-by-play clip that we played coming in, the bad one. It's Ramsey on Higgins. Flacco puts it up. He got torched. I think it's fair to say it's column A, column B.
The sad thing about this is, actually, the tough thing about this is that the Steelers did everything they could in the offseason to prepare for this. This is why you got the guys that you got.
Yep.
On defense. This is why you felt good on defense, is because we have a chance to actually slow down and to fight fire with the Cincinnati Bengals. With maybe Lamar Jackson in the run game. You know, we try to beef up the front. You try to prepare. You try to fix the holes that would be exploited by Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. You know you have to face them twice a year. You can't tell me that this defense is built around them. It's built around stopping them. They tried. And it was as bad as it could get. As it could get. 16 catches. 16 catches for Jamar Chase. They told you where they were going with the football the whole time, the whole game. Everybody knew. We were sitting at home. We knew where Flacco wanted to go with the football. Still couldn't stop it. That's the sad part.
Yes, it is.
That's the tough part.
And it didn't matter who they threw at him. It didn't matter if it was Slay,
nope,
or Ramsey,
nope,
or Porter,
nope,
or Echols. The last two offseasons, the Steelers have specifically designed themselves for divisional play.
Uh-huh.
They got Patrick Queen and a Landon Roberts last year to stop the run against the Baltimore Ravens. What did the Ravens do in the playoff game? They rushed for 299 yards. They went out, they got Echols, they got Slay, and they got Ramsey for this game, to your point. And this is as bad as it's ever looked against Cincinnati. And it was a different Joe throwing the football.
Yep.
Like, this is what they did to your magical, historic secondary. When Grandpa Joe's spinning the rock, are you kidding me? And the pass rush gets no. We're not just going to gloss over that.
No, no. It goes hand in hand.
And I guess you didn't, because you called out T.J. Watt, as you should have. Nick Herbig, no.
Nope.
Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, they did combine for
that
a sack.
Time. Yeah.
At the end, which then set up the what could have been the game-winning touchdown drive from Rodgers to Pat Freiermuth, but ask yourself this question, Steelers fans. Did you even celebrate when Freiermuth scored? I didn't. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was emotionally invested in the game. I wanted to see this team get to 5-1 and really have a stranglehold on the AFC North. I was excited all game long. When Freiermuth scored, I didn't move.
Nope. I knew that they couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Nope.
I was like, this is okay. Happy for Pat, but okay.
I was happy for Pat. Good performance by Pat.
Yeah.
And a great performance, I thought, by Aaron Rodgers, which we'll get to later on in the show. But the Bengals scored on 7 of their last 8 possessions. What is this? Baker Mayfield v. Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech, Oklahoma? One stop in the final 8 possessions when you're spending all this money on defense? And I love Richie Walsh. He's like the nicest guy on the face of the earth. Got great hair. I was walking around our studio this morning, and on KDK AM, overnight, they'll play Channel 2 News.
Mm-hmm.
And Richie Walsh said, an off night for the Steelers defense. And I wanted to punch Richie right in the face. I would never do that for real. He would whoop my ass. He was an athlete in college. and I'm built like a toothpick.
Like a coxswain.
Thank you. But it wasn't an off night. They've played six games. Exactly half of them, they've given up 30 or more points. They are who we thought they were.
Yep.
And I let them off the hook this week. Oh, is it time to give Mike Tomlin credit? What a stupid idiot. Oh, they've won the AFC North. What a moron. So if you want to come after the Steelers, come after the Steelers. If you want to come after me, you come after me too at 412-928-9370 because they fooled me again. They pulled the friggin' wool over my eyes. And here we are again, to quote Brian Kelly, talking about the same things.
Yep. I mean, that's exactly why I was like, I'm not going to get too high or too low.
You didn't.
If they win. Like, you know, like if they win, like, okay, you're supposed to win that game. It's against a backup quarterback or in a Joe Flacco that's been there a week. I expected them to win. But if they lost, it's like, okay, I could see them. Like,
yeah, they are who we thought they were.
Exactly. Like, that's why I was like, all right, I'm just going to stay here until December.
Mm-hmm.
December comes around, I'll be like, all right, this is how I feel. But I don't know. Like, that, you're rattling off all them stats with Mike Tomlin on Thursday nights and Aaron Rodgers on Thursday nights. Like, I was like, I don't know which way. Like, I'm just watch the game and see what happens. Who knows what's going to happen in this game? What I did know is there's going to be a lot of points scored. And I knew that if there was a lot of points scored in the game,
you did.
That was not the route to victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I didn't want it to be a shootout. You didn't want to make it a shootout, and it became one, and that's what happens.
And I said,
that's what I said yesterday. Don't make it a shootout.
You said that that is the one path to victory for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I stupidly said, yeah, but you got Aaron Rodgers, and even if it's a shootout, I still like the Steelers' chances to win.
I said that. I agreed with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and Rodgers, I thought, was great. I put zero blame.
Zero.
On number eight. Zero. Zero blame. We'll hear what Mike Tomlin blamed the loss on coming up in a few minutes. We want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Rodgers went down the field and he led a game-winning drive. It ain't his fault the damn defense can't stop a nosebleed. And here's why it's a great question. Is it on the players? Is it on the coaches? It's both.
Yeah.
But this is sports talk radio, right, baby. At the end of the game, there were 2 minutes exactly left. And Patrick Queen and Wilson are looking around. They're making their checks. And friggin' Ja'Marr Chase comes across.
On the shallow route, yep.
Shallow route. There's not anybody within 20 yards of him. A field goal wins the game. McPherson's a good kicker. And I didn't think communication was an issue all night. I just thought they got their ass worked. And then at the worst possible moment, after you got a stop on the previous possession, that guy is running wide open. Pony's nipples might make that throw. He's wide open. How? Communication. Again. 412-928-9370. I hope I didn't just blow my entire you-know-what here in the first segment. I hope there's some energy remaining for the rest of the show. But we want to talk to you at 412-928-9370. Here's a tweet from Ra. You dumbass. Thank you, Ra. If you would like to pile on me or the Steelers, you can at 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We love Guardian Protection. Broderick Jones is like Aaron Rodgers' Guardian Protection.
Mm.
And he tackled him after the Pat Freiermuth touchdown last night. And I thought he was going to break his collarbone in half. It would be like if Guardian Protection was overhauled by AI and locked me in my own house right, and beat me to death with my fridge. Like, how the hell does that happen? One of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
You got to treat him like your grandma, man. What are you doing?
Yes! I don't see damn Orlando Brown tackling Joe Flacco right, after what, the field goal to win the game. All right. I have Steelers criticism ADHD, so we're probably just going to be all over the map all morning long, but we've said a ton. It's time for you to say some things now at 412-928-9370. We've said we didn't put any blame on Rodgers for this loss. Mike Tomlin tells you why they lost when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You know, a tough, hard-fought game, but certainly got to give credit to those guys, the Bengals. They did what was required to win. They made a few more plays than we did. Just from a analysis perspective, I just thought, you know, the first half, we allowed them to run the ball too much. I think they had about 100 yards rushing at the half. And then we turned the ball over a couple times. And so that just kind of set a negative trajectory, and we're fighting uphill the rest of the way. I certainly appreciate the fight. But, man, we got to be cleaner. We got to be better. And we weren't tonight. And that's life in this business. We certainly got to learn from it, man, and keep pushing. But I'd be remiss if I didn't compliment them, man. They fought their tails off, man. They won the game, and they're certainly deserving.
I actually hate when coaches do that. Hat tip to the other guys. They made their plays. Nah, I'll give a hat tip to Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals. And their stars were stars.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase, star, played like it. T. Higgins, star, played like it. T.J. Watt, star, didn't play like it. Right. Jalen Ramsey, star, absolutely didn't play like it. Cam Hayward didn't play like it. Aaron Rodgers, though, did.
Yep, Jalen Warren did.
Jalen Warren was maybe their best player yesterday. Yep. He was tremendous. Mm-hmm. If you would have told me that you score 31 points and you rush for over 100 yards and your quarterback throws four touchdowns, I don't care who you play, I don't care where you play it, you need to win that game.
Unless the team has better stat line than that.
Well, you're not supposed to tell me that part
right.
beforehand.
Like, unless you know, they rush for 100 yards, their quarterback throws for over almost 350, the receiver has over 140 yards and 16 catches, and the other one has almost 100 yards.
Yeah, if you told me that the defense gave up 470 yards and 33 points, right. I'd have told you they lost the game.
Right.
Mike Tomlin blaming turnovers, shut the hell up. Like, that's not why you lost the game. They have, for the last 5 years, been so turnover reliant, like we need to win the turnover battle or we're not going to win, that it's clouding Mike Tomlin now. Your quarterback put up 31 points. Yeah, it took some wind out of the sails early and let Cincinnati back into the game when Rodgers threw the initial interception. I'll grant him that. But you're allowed to make more than one stop in the final eight drives. And if you do, guess what? The turnovers don't change the game. You get one more stop, you win the game because Aaron Rodgers played out of his friggin' mind. First touchdown, he's running around like it's 2009, man. His touchdown to Freiermuth, he's running around like it's 2009, man. This was a vintage, outstanding Aaron Rodgers performance. I don't want to hear that his turnovers lost the game. No. Don't want to hear it. Mm-mm. Nonsense. But you're right. If you would have told me beforehand that the Bengals got 470 yards and 33 points, I would have said, yes, the Steelers lose. Also, I know that this actually worked out for Mike Tomlin, but punting the ball on fourth and four at the 45-yard line with 5:26 to go when you literally had given up a touchdown or a field goal on six consecutive drives was very odd to me.
That's very odd because, you know, I feel like Mike Tomlin is more of a feel-of-the-game type coach. And in that moment, whenever I was sitting there watching it, I'm sure a lot of other people, I was like, the feel of the game is they can't stop a nosebleed on defense.
Yes.
Set my pride aside, and my offense can get 4 yards.
Yes.
And to keep this clock going, because we cannot stop it. We can't stop them. Oh, well. Like, put your pride aside.
Yes. Let's do what we can to get out of this stadium with a victory. We'll figure out the defensive woes later. I don't care that this sends a message to them. We need to win the game with our offense on the field.
Yes.
And they threw the ball on second down. Second down. I would have run the ball on second down. You were gashing them. And then that way you set up, maybe it's not a fourth and four. Maybe you get the first down. If you don't, maybe it's a fourth and two, fourth and one, and the decision is different. So I didn't like that sequence. That's not why they lost the game, but we will talk about process when we think the process is bad. 412-928-9370. Adam in the car leading us off today. Hi, Adam.
Hello. How much longer are they going to wait to fire Terrell Austin? You got Jamar Chase tearing you up in the first half. How do you not press him and put double coverage on that man to at least slow him down? No, they give him a buffer, let him run 10, 15 yards wide open, make his move, and it burn him, you know? There's never any defensive adjustments during the game, you know? And it comes to show when you're giving up, you know, 30 points multiple times this season.
Half the games they've given up 30 points, and thank you for the call, Adam.
See, the problem with that is, all right, you go, you double Jamar, but then you have T that's going to be more open. Like, you have two ones. That's the problem that the Cincinnati Bengals possess. That's why they paid those two guys, because they're not one and two. They're one and one.
Yes.
So, like, pick your poison almost.
And I thought that they did. I do think that they, at times, they double Chase. At times, they double T. At times, they played off. At times, they played press.
Right.
They didn't blitz as much as I would have liked, but Flacco was getting rid of the ball in under 2.5 seconds, probably significantly under 2.5 seconds. And when you give up the running game the way that they did early, now you're in for it.
Yeah.
You're in for it because you're on your toes. They've kept you honest. And once they allowed a running game that was averaging 57 yards a game coming in to bust off a 28-yarder and a 38-yarder, now they've got you in the bag. Now they can do whatever the hell they want because you do have to honor the run. Like, I thought when Mike Tomlin said at halftime, we got to stop the run, we can't turn it over. The turnover thing annoyed me, but the run thing was real. And when you allow that to happen, you're going to give up plays in the passing game because your pass rush is then, at that point, neutralized.
Mm-hmm.
Just a total disaster defensively. Any way you want to slice it. As for Terrell Austin, go ahead, fire him.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Nothing.
No.
If Adam was suggesting they'll fire him a la Canada like they did midseason, that's not happening. I do believe Terrell Austin's contract's up at the end of the year, so if things continue like this where they give up 30-plus points in half their games, he will be the sacrificial lamb. But guess who the real DC is?
Right.
It's Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin was asked, doesn't this suck? Because this is sort of why you got all your guys in the secondary to stop the Bengals. We'll tell you what his answer was on that when we come back, and of course your calls. at 412-928-9370. You can also text us, where you can actually use profanity. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where you always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You know, we played these guys a bunch. We double-teamed them some. We double-teamed five some. It's a mix. A mix is required. They got depth and talent. Just like the one play 80 made down the middle, we were doubling them both, and they were one-on-one in that circumstance. And so, you know, as many ways you can analyze it, but the bottom line is they made more plays than we did.
Flacco got rid of the ball quickly a ton. On that particular play to Andre Eshavas, whose name I tried not to say yesterday. I just called him their slot receiver.
Yoshivas,
thank you. That play, he had way too much time. Like the few occasions where he did have a 5-7-step drop, you got to make him pay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hit him. And I get that you're double-teaming, but win your matchups up front.
Yep.
Like the pass rush was just non-existent yesterday. A texter writes in at 412-928. 9370. Why is it every time I believe in this team, they drive off a cliff? Yep, me too. Texter, can we talk about these athletes having to play another game after 4 days? There's no way they're recovered, and you can tell. Okay, but the Bengals had the same thing at the
end. Yeah, it looked like Jamar Chase was recovered. Looked like T. Higgins was recovered. Chase Brown? Hey, Joe Flacco.
Well, Joe Flacco is young, so he's spry. He can bounce back
recovered.
Real quick.
They looked fast.
What do you think Ben's going to say in his podcast this week? Relocate the Steelers to Oakland?
Yeah.
Was it Pitt's fault that they lost this game?
It kind of was, if you think about it.
Because Joe Flacco went to Pitt briefly?
Correct.
Yeah.
They showed that on the broadcast, too.
Maybe the Steelers will try to acquire Joe Flacco to get rid of the problem.
Oh, I can almost guarantee damn well to you, boys, if Aaron Rodgers walks off into the sunset after this season, and I would sign him today, by the way, because he moved better than he has all season. The arm is obviously still there. Think about that Hail Mary, my God. I can almost guarantee you the Steelers sign Joe Flacco this offseason. And maybe they draft a quarterback, but Joe Flacco is the Steelers starting quarterback at some point in 2026. That is a Crowley guarantee. We'll get to this a little bit later in the show. This is the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Steelers will win the division? At underscore Adam Crowley. I wonder what the results will say on that poll. Real quick on the Hail Mary. You and I were talking about that prior to the show. When that thing got to its apex, I'm going, maybe.
Yep.
Same. Hey, maybe. He's as good at that as anybody. That's a skill. That's not just luck. That's not just chuck the thing up. Like, that is, you want it coming down at the right point. Yep. He's the best Hail Mary quarterback of all time, and at least there was a glimmer of hope there for, like,
there really
half
was,
a second.
Which is crazy. I was like, oh.
I mean, that thing had to have been 65 yards in the air, too.
65, 70, I think that's what they said.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it could have hit a blimp. 412-928-9370. Doc. Hey, Doc. In Bethel Park. Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What am I doing here?
What up, Doc?
What's going on, guys? Nothing much. What's going on, guys?
Can you turn your radio down, Doc?
Yeah, I got it. Man. Woo. Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, shout out to Roman Wilson for that one catch that he made at the end of the game. One positive note, because he did, that was a first down that we desperately needed at the time. These guys, as far as the defense is concerned, these guys played as if they knew they were getting a 10-day window. I mean, that's really all I got to say in the matter. They played like they knew they had a 10-day window. That was porous as all get out. The communication, I'm getting tired of seeing the communication the way that it is with these guys not knowing where they need to be and when they need to be there. Like we said.
Thank you, Doc. 412-928-9370. Yeah, the communication at the end was just, it's unforgivable.
It's unforgivable, but, you know, I don't know if it looked like to me if they were like, all right, we got a 10-day break coming up.
No.
It looked like to me more of like maybe they overlooked Joe Flacco.
See, I can't imagine they did because Tomlin thinks he's Troy Aikman.
Okay, but Tomlin says that. If I'm Darius Slay, if I'm Jalen Ramsey, that's falling on deaf ears for me. I'm like, it's Joe Flacco, Mike. Like, come on.
Well, it won't happen again unless it does. A lot of these Thursday games through the years, I totally could buy, even though it's professional football, the lack of getup for the game. Like, just the way they've come out of the gate in some of these other Thursday night games, it's not that they're going through the motions or anything like that, but it's been a lot of bad starts. It's been a lot of bad offensive performances, a lot of lower scoring games. And a lot of, this is what Thursday night football is supposed to look like. They stormed out to a 10-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they weren't emotionally invested in the game. It's not like they weren't ready to play the game. I thought it was a combination of poor execution and poor game plan on the defensive side of the football. That's why they lost. But I do think, actually, and I guess I'm semi-coming to the defense of Tomlin here, they were obviously ready to play the game. They're up 10-0.
Right.
What happened on the flea flicker? Was that a flea flicker that Arthur Smith called? Was that a mistake? Mike Tomlin said one thing. Aaron Rodgers said another. We'll parse through it when we come back. And open phones all morning long at 412-928-9370. We would love to hear from you. Who do you put this loss on? What's the biggest reason they took the big, fat AFC North Thursday night football L last night? 412-928-9370. Trying to order some breakfast here because we're grumpy and tired. I just typed in our zip code, a local fast food chain, said out of the delivery area. We're getting breakfast today, though.
Are you paying?
I am paying.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to order through their website or through the food service website? The food delivery service.
This
website.
One had to be the food delivery service, and it said still outside of the delivery zone. Not that people care.
How does that even...
No, it doesn't even make
sense. It popped up!
Are you on...
It popped up.
You're on the delivery services website.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Go to one of those.
Right.
If you're on the
store... All right!
Can I say something about the Steelers?
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We're going to get into who said what about the flea flicker. Because Mike Tomlin said one thing, and Aaron Rodgers said another thing. But yes, Harry, of course.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, because we were talking about yesterday, and I don't want to dunk on you too much.
Please. By all means, I'm in a great mood today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doran and I were talking, and we were saying we were concerned, and even if the Steelers won that game, we shouldn't be overly celebrating. But now that I look at the next portion of the schedule here, they're going to play the Packers, the Colts, and the Chargers. I have an eerie feeling now that if they lost to the Bengals like they did yesterday, that this is the portion of the season where they're going to go on a losing streak.
I think they're beating the Packers, but no one wants to hear that now, so we'll get into it next week. I just think that's the most obvious Mike Tomlin thing. Lose the Thursday game against a divisional opponent. Now you've got an NFC team coming in on primetime.
Yep.
And he's historically good. Primetime games at home and against NFC teams at home. And it's Aaron Rodgers' former team. I could absolutely see them winning that game. And then everyone goes, oh, they're back. Ain't going to be me, though.
Isn't this the same time they played the Packers last year?
They didn't play the Packers. Did they?
I thought they played Jordan Love in them last year. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. I don't think they played last year.
No, I thought it was.
We need breakfast. Played the Giants. They played Rodgers in a night game. Beanie Bishop had a couple of picks.
Man.
Maybe he had helped last night give up more points.
I thought they played the Packers like after the Ravens. Am I tripping?
You're tripping. Mike Tomlin on the flea flicker.
Was that a flea flicker called in the first half?
It was.
So Mike Tomlin said that was a flea flicker that was called. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the flea flicker.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker. Yeah, we were on the same page.
So wait a second, just one more time. That was Mike Tomlin on the flea flicker.
Was that a flea flicker called in the first half?
It was.
Aaron Rodgers now.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker.
Well.
Yeah, we were on the same page.
So Mike Tomlin says flea flicker, and Rodgers says wasn't a flea flicker. I'm actually going with Rodgers. I think, and I'm not criticizing Tomlin for this. Like, Tomlin took responsibility. That's what a head coach does. You keep it murky. I also don't blame Rodgers because in the heat of the moment, I do happen to believe I'm a very good lip reader. And then people were slowing it down on the social media. Rodgers was saying, what the bleep to Jalen Warren over and over again. And then he said it wasn't a flea flicker. You could see it clear as day. Rodgers wouldn't be that demonstrably mad if it was supposed to be a flea flicker. So I believe Rodgers. How the hell does that happen?
But did you watch Rodgers during the play? Like, how did he know they'd even catch the ball? Usually, like, his eyes would be somewhere else.
I thought it was...
It didn't look, like, too clunky for it to not be a flea flicker, in my opinion.
So you think it was a flea flicker that was called?
I think it was.
I don't know what to believe!
I think it was a flea flicker to be called, that was called. But I think that Jalen Warren had the option to run it. If it looked open,
okay.
I think Aaron was like, you're supposed to run. Like, it's wide open. Run.
Okay.
Don't throw it back to me. Run.
Okay.
That's what it looked like to me. If we could, I could pull up the play in the break.
Is that something that is on for flea flicker where you could have the option to run it?
You could put it in there, yeah. It's like, hey, if it looks open, Jalen, just take it and go.
Like an option flea flicker.
An option flea flicker. Because, guys, I mean, you don't have to worry about linemen blocking. No, you just go. It's like a run play. If it looks open, just take it up the gut.
Because it's so quickly developing that nobody's going to be downfield, even your receivers.
We'll watch the play in the break and tell me if you don't. That's what I got from him. I'm like, oh, there was a lane there that he could have just ran. I think Aaron was like, yo, just run.
Well, because
don't throw it back.
The all 22 will tell you if there's guys downfield. Like if Pat Freiermuth was streaking like 15 yards up the field, then it was probably a flea flicker, right?
No, I think that guys are just going to normally run their routes, but Jalen Warren could just run it.
Like a normal RPO.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they called it, two times, and I think Arthur Smith had a great overall game, and I think Arthur Smith's had a great overall season. Two times in this game, they got too cute, if they called that. If they called that there, that was way too cute because...
Yeah, you didn't need it.
My God, dude, you're up 7-0. You actually got to stop on defense. You get the ball back. Your drive starts with a 12-yard run, then a 6-yard pass to Metcalf. So it's 2nd and 4. You could take even more momentum there, take the Bengals crowd out of it, make the Bengals doubt their very existence because they suck. Duh. They sucked. And you call a flea flicker? Come on. And the other time they got too cute was on the screen to Darnell Washington. All the different ways you can use Darnell. And I thought that they used him beautifully. And I made money because he finally scored a touchdown.
There you go.
Whoa, wow, silver lining. Four touchdown passes all to tight ends. That's a Doran Dickerson game right
love
there,
that.
Baby.
Love that. Love that.
Of all the things to do, you don't throw a screen 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage to Darnell Washington. That's not his skill set. He does so many things well, but nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, you're just trying to play. You know, you're trying to fool.
Yeah.
Like you did in the first play of the game last week.
Yeah.
You're trying to get too cute there. Like they're like, no, they're not going to throw a screen to the 300-pound guy, and you do, and it gets blown up.
Texter writes in, what if Rodgers called the flea flicker off and everyone got the check except for Warren? That too. So then that way they're kind of both right.
Right.
That's a pretty good explanation potentially there.
I think he had a chance to. I think it was an option.
Yeah.
The way that it looked, like that Jaylen Warren had a lane and Rodgers was like, that was your read. Like, you need to take that.
Yeah.
Don't throw it back to me.
Yeah.
I got to find it.
Either way, that thwarted some early momentum that the Steelers had. You also had another play that thwarted the momentum of the Steelers when you had the long Jaylen Warren touchdown and the clear and obvious hold by Zach Frazier. Now, you could make the argument that Jaylen doesn't score if there's not a hold, but I actually don't even buy it. I'm just trying to defend my guy. I mean, you can't. You let him go, and the play still happens. And the Steelers could have been up 14-0 instead of 10-0. And don't you think 4 points would have changed the game a little bit?
Mm.
Sure would have. Steelers heavily penalized in this one, just as they were against the Cleveland Browns. So the Steelers beat the Browns, and immediately after the game, Mike Tomlin said we got to be cleaner in the penalty element, and then they weren't last night. So they need to fix that, because that was a big reason why they took the L in this one. 412-928-9370. You want to react to the game? We're taking calls all morning long. It's cathartic. It'll help you sleep better tonight. It'll help your day at work go by a little bit quicker. Yes, Harry?
Upon further review, the last time that the Packers and Steelers played each other was on November 12th, 2023.
Thought it was last year.
So not last season.
I was wrong.
Okay.
I just wanted to confirm we were talking about it. I thought that was my job. You wanted me to look stuff up?
He's right about that.
I already looked it up. It's fine. I just wanted to let it go. I was wrong. It didn't matter.
Neither here nor there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need breakfast or all we're going to kill each other this morning.
No. I'd probably win in that battle.
We need breakfast or Doran's going to kill us both this morning. 412-928-9370. Why did the Steelers lose last night? Best theory. 412-928-9370. Where do you place the blame? 412-928-9370. What do the Vegas odds say about the Steelers' chances of winning the AFC North? We'll tell you about that coming up next. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.